He was very proud of what he did. He was very proud of the industry that he worked in. He thought it was absolutely wonderful. He liked the being amongst the mill where there was the looms and everything. And he liked the people. When he was in the army, he learned to... He was in, best in India and in Burma, but he was in the, an Indian division. And he learned to speak Urdu, which in those days was brilliant. So, in the, you know, in the 1960s and 70s, and when people started, you know, sort of moving over to work in the mills, it was absolutely brilliant. And Dad found, you know, he made some brilliant friends. But it was great because he could communicate a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying he was fluent, but he could, he knew enough to get by and be able to communicate with people. And that was good. And people always seemed to like him. He had a lot of respect for the people that worked in the mill. Yeah. Lots and lots of respect. He had respect for the hours that he worked and the skills. Yeah. And I always remember him saying things like burlers and menders. They were particularly worth their weight in gold. He said they could make or break a company. They were absolutely priceless, just as a good weaver was.